is Controlled Chaos with your hosts, Liz and Allie.
I'm Liz, the writer.
And I'm Allie, the publicist.
We are your quintessential 40-something besties who dive headfirst into all things pop culture.
Think motherhood, relationships, hot stories taking over your newsfeed, and of course, the latest gripping true crime mysteries.
This is Controlled Chaos, your much-needed weekly pop culture juice.
Drink up!
Everybody, we're back with another episode of
Controlled Chaos.
We are here and we're ready to dive into AI and scams and technology.
Yes. And the reason we wanted to talk about this today is because with the crazy updates and changes happening with generative AI and social media in general, and some recent articles that have come out that we'll talk about, Liz and I just feel more and more passionate about how important it is to spread information about what is going on, how to prevent it, what to be on the lookout for. I mean, and share our
So on one end, it's like, you know, I work in that field, you know, we both kind of do. And in some ways, AI can be beneficial. In some ways, it's terrifying. In some ways, it's getting rid of people's jobs. It's just like, where's the line there? And we started talking about this on text. A lot of our podcast episodes talk and we just start chatting about something. It's like, this should be on the pod. We don't know if you guys have read this article that I think has gone viral at this point on The Cut. And it was like, she's a financial writer for New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
She's a financial writer for the New York Times. And she wrote a piece for The Cut and it's entitled like, how I lost, you know, Amazon scam that cost me $50,000. Okay. If you haven't read this article, I would. It's gripping, like truly like reads like a thriller you want to just binge on Netflix. It's really, really gripping. It's crazy.
And when you're reading it, we'll put the link in the description so you guys can access.
When you're reading it, why would she ever fall for this? But then she does such a good job describing in the article about like the tactics you use to mess with your psyche. And it was really, I thought, so compelling, right? Don't you think so? Like how the tactics they use specifically to really trick her were interesting.
It's compelling it reminds me of the same conversation around when people are in abusive relationships and people from the outside are like, just run away. Just get out.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yes.
And the people on the inside are like, you don't understand the psychological abuse, the day-to-day, the brain works in a way that none of us can understand if we're from the outside. And these scams operate in the same way. They prey on you out of fear.
That is a great comparison. That's like really exactly what it is. It's like being in an emotionally abusive relationship because you don't really see it. You're tricked, right? You're tricked. You can't think really logically when you've been kind of manipulated, which is what this woman was. And yeah, this woman's a financial writer, you guys. And we say that because like, this is someone who like, and she even said that in the beginning, like, I know about these scams. I know about this stuff. So I start off with like a phone call, right? They said they're from Amazon and it just gets so nuts. Long story short, she ends up putting like $50,000 in cash in the back of a car. But like they knew like what threw her at first thing, they volunteered information. They knew her social security. They knew like, they knew she had a kid. They knew all these things, but you can find that out from Instagram. That's where the social media comes in. You can go on someone's Instagram page and look, okay, they have a child, they're married or they have a family. But it's not private.
I'm going to say something right now that if you don't know this, then you need to wake up. All of our information is out there on the dark web. Yeah. We are floating around there, little dots. There's billions of us. At this point, you just have to feel like you're lucky that you don't get targeted or chosen to the degree of this writer. And the reason I think you're bringing up that she's a financial reporter, and I mean, this woman is educated. She's
very,
So it's not like they're just targeting like, you know, low income, uneducated people,
and
right?
And you want to say that so, you know, shouldn't feel dumb because it's happening to people who know better, truly would know better. There's another show that just came out that I just started. I don't know if you've watched. It was like, Can I tell you a secret? And it was about that cyber stalking on Netflix. It's like,
I saw the preview for that. I haven't watched
it. I just started it. But like, it's around the same thing where these people are like being stalked by people through, and they're even blocking them and still finding them. I mean, it's just to your point, it's out there. Our information's out there. No matter how many, do this and do this to make it private. There's no way I think it's going to get worse over time.
It is going to get worse. And I think the scarier thing now with generative AI is the voice altercations that people are dealing with now, because, you know, all these artificial intelligence tools can not just take like, you know, content, text, images, audio, all these things with simple prompts, which is what we know for like ChatGPT, Claude, all those different tools, right? There's great jobs at these tasks. You know, there's great.
Yeah, they can be helpful.
Right. This is the scary stuff that we're talking about. It can scrape the internet at crazy speeds. It can load all that stolen info, masquerade as other people. The voice cloning problem right now, all you need 3 seconds of someone's voice to clone their voice. So I've been reading stories now about like moms like you and me who will get a call from their 14, 15, 16-year-old daughter. Mom, help me. I got in a car accident. I need money ASAP. Screaming, crying kids on the phone.
Oh my God.
What do you do in those scenarios? So like one of the things I keep reading is, first of all, to have a safe word with your family. So like, let's say you and I come up with a safe word right now. Let's say it's armadillo. So if you're on the phone.
That's a good one.
And you call me, right?
No one would just say armadillo.
Say that. And you're on the phone and you're going, I need money. I'm scared. Help me. Someone's hurting me. What's the code word, Liz? And if you can't tell me that code word,
That's a good tip.
I know. So that's something I read. The other thing too is if someone is calling you with a scam and you say, let me call you right back. I need to switch phone lines. And you call them right back on their actual phone. And they're like, what? I didn't call you. What are you talking about? Scam.
Yeah, that's what they mentioned that in the article. And also, I think it's good. And this is just not a rule of thumb across the board, but I think most time people don't call you. Like Amazon wouldn't call.
Right.
Don't. That was the only thing in the article that I kept thinking. Like I was once trying to be scammed. This is very like popular scam that went around for a while. Where like I owed money to the IRS and the IRS called you. And the first I remember this was years ago. I called my dad. I'm like, Dad. They said they were coming to my house to arrest me. So they sent the call. They're like, we're going to be at your house. They said my dad's address.
I got this one before too on voice note.
They said my dad's address. We're coming there today to arrest you. I called my dad freaking out. And I was like, Dad, he was like, let me just stop you right there. The IRS never calls you. And like, he's like, why don't you try to get the IRS on the phone? You're not going to be able to do it. Not going to happen. So the people just don't call you usually. Like, so right there, you need to just tell yourself you're being called and being told you owe money, you have to send money or something. It's probably a scam. Just go ahead and say 90%, 5%. That's probably true.
And they usually want money sent in like an untraceable way. So if they're asking
never
you
click
money,
a link.
Right.
Text,
never click the link.
Never click a link.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been getting for the past 3 months now, every day an email from like Norton spyware virus software with invoices. I get them from PayPal. Sometimes I forward them to my husband because I'm like, do we owe money to someone?
No, because they are very like, they'll be like, oh, thanks for your purchase on PayPal. It'll be like a confirmation. And I'll be like, wait, but then I'll go check my credit card and be like, okay, I didn't do this. And that woman did this too. In the article, she kept checking her statements because like nothing was there. So like, I'm not saying that she didn't fall, like she was, it was a crazy elaborate scam, but there are some things that you need to make sure like, okay, no charges have been made. This is
right.
A phone call that should
That writer, what really stuck out to me in her article, and again, we'll put the link in the description here of this episode, is the second they mentioned her child, I think.
That's what did it. That's what sent her. Yeah.
That's fear. That goes back to fear.
Oh, absolutely. Like that would work. I mean, that would totally work. That would work on me. I mean, that's very scary that they went for that.
We need to be careful. Now with generative AI too, remember the days when you'd get emails that were like, I'm a prince and I can send you millions of dollars, but like these really weird, cheesy emails that you're like, this is clearly, you don't remember those from like 20 years ago. And it was like Western Union me money and I'll get, but they were broken English and it was so obvious. I know someone listening to me knows what I'm talking about.
I'm a prince
and you can be my princess.
The only emails I got 20 years ago were like, send this to 10 friends or you're going to fucking die. Remember those?
Something like that, right? But the thing is now with generative AI, and it's very easy to use and you don't have to use the paid versions to get good prompts back. All you got to do is put in, please write this properly for me. I got an email the other day. I'm going to call out Tim Ferriss, who has a huge podcast. I got an email from one of my clients for him saying, we have openings for sponsorships for an upcoming episode. Sounded totally legit. The weird parts were that his sponsorships are hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this was like $4,000 or $5,000. So I was like, this is a little low. And then secondly, the email it came from was like a timferris@gmail.com, which is very.
The email is a big one.
But I wrote back just to like, who knows, just to see what would happen and to see what they would fund. And I asked, I said, I need to understand, I asked for a lot of details, and asking questions is really good. They say too. Because it throws the people off. And they sent me back a very well-written response, which was surprising. I'm sure using ChatGPT or something, but still didn't answer any of my questions. Like I asked, what did that happen about? Who else did you secure? And da da da. So
point is,
Yeah, you got to be smart. You got to be able to catch them. But at the end of the day, this is a scary environment that we're living in. You know, just a little rant, like life used to be about survival, right? Like it was being about providing for your family. Like, you know, men would disappear for months, you know, during thinking of like, you know, the gold rush or something like that. You know, I got to go get us money. I got to go provide for our family.
It was like hunting and gathering.
Right. And then they never come back. That was life. Right. And you were lucky to not, you know, get some horrible, you know, infection or virus and die early. And
Timmy gets bit by a snake and you can't ford the river, Oregon Trail.
There you go. Right now we're worried about fucking scamming on AI. And that's what everyone's talking about, longevity right now and how to live forever. And
what was worse? What was worse though? You know, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Like I'm just being honest. I am using Oregon Trail references because I'm a child of the 80s, but like that is kind of what it was. Like you're saying survival. It was just a different survival, like not dying from, you know, you're living or this, like not being scammed. I mean, it's just evolved, right? But this is kind of our new survival.
Let us remind you that like civil rights, the Holocaust, you know, all these, the war, World War II, World War I, this is less than 100 years ago.
Well, I mean, and also these things are, I mean, look at the wars. I mean, we don't have to get fully into that, but there's stuff going on now, you know?
What's going on right now?
Horrendous, absolutely horrendous.
But the tides have shifted as far as, you know, the way that it affects a person on an everyday life. I mean, I am scammed every day of my life. I get scam phone calls every day. I get emails every day.
Every day. Spam calls, spam messages. Every day we are scammed. We are spammed with potential scam in some way. That's true. Every single day.
And, you know, recently the FTC issued a consumer alert warning saying that scammers are, you know, could target you now by using technology, by cloning voices of family members. And like, how do you prevent that? This is just the beginning. There will be a point where I think they're going to trick any of us could get tricked. I mean, look at this reporter, but I feel like there's going to be a point where somebody has to step in because gone are the days of easily identifiable, like clumsy scams, you know, the technology. No,
they are going to get more and more advanced, just like internet does every day. And that's what's scary. Like, you're right. It's almost like you might as well just assume like everything's a scam. It's safer.
And then that's if we like, too. Yeah. And then if we kind of like segue into like social media, you know, like
with our kids and what it's going to be like for them down the road. Oh,
I mean, if you even look at the stats right now, I think like, I don't know, I want to say like 8% or 10% of Instagram accounts are fake. Now I know a lot of these sites and Meta have like cracked down a lot over the past couple of years, but still at the end of the day, if you go on Instagram, you read comments on all these posts, 90% of them are bots.
And it can be a very negative place for your kids to be. I mean, look at some of those kids that tried that stuff on TikTok and died. I mean, it's just
the conspiracies and the lies are becoming so hard.
Dark and awful. And like, not just like getting the bad information, comparing yourself. And we can go on and on. It's just, I think about that a lot with my kids and what it's going to be like when by the time, who knows what's going to be like in like that time. It's very scary.
From a personal side, it's very scary for our children. The lines are becoming so blurred. What's real, what's not, what information, conspiracy theories. From a work perspective, you know, social media marketing right now is kind of messy. I know you've done social media marketing for many years for clients. And I have two in and out. And, you know, I'm sure you can attest to the fact that like right now, it's not easy. Like, yes, there's all these platforms like Monday and Airtable and all those things.
Asana. It's not easy to stand out anymore. Like, it's just
not to mention like, make the content, get it all out. But like, it is going to be automated at some point to the point where
it's already happening.
It's already happening. So like at that point, you're a company or a brand. Yes. Right now it's hard to stand out, but like, are we just going to be in like, just like a endless sea of just like crap, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I really do think yes.
0.001% of it is actually genuine, good content that can help.
I'm pretty sure it's all going to be AI generated in like, I mean, God, like 5 years or it's going to be soon. Like, it's already starting to happen. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there'll be social media manager roles pretty soon.
I know, because you're just going to be able to use tools to automate. You'll just need
someone. Why would they pay for it? I mean,
Well, you do need someone to learn that knows how to use the tools, right?
I'm just saying they're going to really kind of run that in. It's going to be more of a skeleton crew type thing because I mean, I've even seen clients I've dropped. I know I can tell by, I mean, the content's not as good. I mean, we have a person kind of that like still does the job. They're just doing an AI.
I don't know. I feel like in 10 or 15 years when our kids are, you know, older and they're going to be on, pray to God, honestly, I hope.
Who knows what platforms will be then? Yeah.
Who knows what they'll be. Personally, I feel like I love Reddit. If Reddit could stick around, Reddit's a forum. It's really not social media.
Right. My husband loves Reddit. Loves it.
But Reddit to me is not like a toxic place.
It's not social media.
Right?
It's
no,
like
it's
a,
not
no,
social
it's a,
media.
No, no, it's a forum.
But
I agree. Like Reddit actually is a better one, safer.
It's safer. And honestly, like if TikTok could just exist as like an educational, like almost like a Google tool, almost, you know, how to hack.
I haven't really like.
Why do we need Instagram? Why do we, I don't need any of this stuff anymore. We can all figure out how to connect with each other now. You know, like.
It's just a time suck. It's like stupid.
Time suck. It's a time suck.
Yeah.
And all these scams play off fear. All the news plays off fear. Everything's fear, 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 fear.
Yeah, it's true.
So I hope, we hope that this episode at least gave you some insights into what's going on with scams these days and how to really be on the lookout. I very much fear for older people because they're just not in the loop of the technologies. And
yeah, they're really a target. I mean,
yeah.
The lottery scam that went on for a long time with the older generation because they don't know the internet at all. They're very trusting with the older phone calls are the only way. Like, I mean, we're talking, gosh, my dad, now that I'm going back to him again, he never used an ATM in his entire life, ever.
Maybe there's a good reason for that.
Never did. And he told me to look stuff up in the phone book. So it's like, there you go. That's the older.
I think of like, what if my mom or my dad or a grandparent, you know, I don't have any grandparents alive anymore, but you know, what if, you know, a parent in their 80s is getting a phone call from their 40 something year old child and it's not really their child.
Of course they're going to think it's their kid. I know.
Kid.
Well, then that's kind of on our generation. I mean, I haven't had any grandparents in a long time. That's on us to sort of tell
right.
them that. I mean, it's sort of on the younger generation to be like, okay, like you said, the safe word, the code word is really big.
Educate, yeah.
That might be the quickest thing to do. Be like, hey, you know, tell your mom or dad and be like, if I don't say this or you don't hear that,
great point.
Don't do
if
it.
We could leave you guys with one tip on this episode. Come up with a code word with your whole family that nobody else knows and know that.
Don't take ours, okay? It's armadillo.
Yes. Don't take armadillo.
Take
but seriously, if you're ever in a situation and someone's calling you and you're confused because it's a fear-based, you know, and you're like, is this real? What's the code word?
Yeah, tell your kids that and tell your parents that. You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Tell them all.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to make comments, rate us.
Yeah, we're very active on right. We just told you guys to stay off Instagram. We're like, hey, yeah. We're very active on Instagram. Hit us up. But don't go on there. It's terrifying. But go on there just for us.
And there lies the problem.
We're on it all the time, guys. We're on it all the time.
All the time.
I
really love Reddit and honestly TikTok. Those are my two go-tos.
Mine's Instagram. I am. I don't really do TikTok.
I don't do TikTok to post. I just like
you're a lurker.
But TikTok with the TikTok shop now and the lives, it's really this weird dark underbelly world. By the way,
yeah.
If you're on TikTok at 3 a.m, it's a terrifying.
I just don't think I can. I don't want to.
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Don't. If you're listening to this, don't.
Just don't do it. But also do to follow us.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Controlled Chaos. And
thanks, guys.
Live from our carports.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.